The UK government just recently authorized a vaccine that is a combination shot. It's Moderna's combo shot. This is called a bivalent vaccine. And what it does is it still protects against that original Wuhan strain that emerged in 2020, but then it also protects against the newer BA1 Omicron strain. And so it combines both of those in the hopes of providing enhanced protection against the variants that are circulating right now.
Right. So Omicron obviously was the thing that cases absolutely skyrocketed in this country because people just did not have the same level of immunity as this variant came onto the scene. So how did I get one of these vaccines, Sony? Like, I want one of these boosters. What's happening in the U.S.?
So it is coming to the U.S. too, but what we're going to get here is actually slightly different.
The goal, the FDA says, is to give people the broadest and strongest protection possible in anticipation of a wave of infections in the fall.
The U.S. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they looked at presentations from Moderna and Pfizer. And what they said is, you know, that's all well and good, but even within Omicron, we have all these subvariants, right?
Right.
So Omicron BA1 was the first Omicron subvariant, but now here in the U.S. and globally, actually, BA5 is the dominant variant.
BA5 means many of us are still going to get COVID, even if we take the precautions. That doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. Unfortunately, this COVID is still with us.
What the FDA did is they asked the companies, like, can you go back and kind of, you know, look at your formula again, retweak it a little bit again so that it's a better match against BA5. And that is the version that they have ordered. And the expectation is that that would be authorized in September or perhaps October, be available sometime around then in the fall.